The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This month on the Nursing Notes Live podcast, we look at what we call the nurse effect. The nurse effect is that impact that nurses as a group have on individuals, organizations, and communities. In this episode, I talk with Nurse Ellen Griffith. She is now a director in human resources at Johnson & Johnson. In addition to being a nurse herself, her daughter became a nurse as well. We talk about the unique relationships nurses build with individuals both inside and outside of their families. Here is that interview with Ellen. Hi, Ellen. Welcome to Nursing Notes Live. It's great to have you here with us on the show. And this month, we're doing a little bit something different. We're talking about the nurse effect and really talking about how nurses have impacted other people's lives. And you sent in a very interesting story about how your daughter Paige is a nurse and some of the things that she's relayed to you about the impact that nursing has had on her life. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I'd just like to ask you, tell us a little bit about who you are and your background.
Hi, Jamie, and thanks for having me. I am a nurse and began my profession working at University of North Carolina hospitals in critical care, respiratory care, and had graduated from Clemson University. Proceeded to work up in New Jersey for many years doing critical care and then got into supervision as well as doing nurse recruitment, where I still always felt that I was saving lives because you had to hire the right people. And fortunately, I responded to a cold call of someone looking for a healthcare recruiter for a major corporation, and that was Johnson & Johnson. And 18 years later, I've had a really interesting career with Johnson & Johnson, doing recruitment, doing human resource work, and today my role, I get to work as a human resource business partner, where I work with leaders doing executive orientation, executive coaching, I do organizational design, and talent management. And much of that really relates back, in my belief, to my nursing career and what I learned and gained from having to work with people, having to work with problems, and also having to always think on your feet. So that's been my career within the profession of nursing and beyond.
I always like to hear about nurses that have moved into different directions with their careers, and I'm intrigued as well to hear you say how the nursing process, the things you learned as a nurse, have helped you develop in other ways and other practices and careers.
Yes, it was very interesting because even when I began at Johnson & Johnson, I found that there was gap in the groups that I worked with, gap of process, gap of knowledge base, and gap of communications. And I really did apply the nursing process. I said, well, we have to first know what's going on. We have to assess and then progress from there. And there's always that simplistic approach, and it was really a success for me. And as we got into work of process excellence and Six Sigma within Johnson & Johnson, I had really started at that baseline of knowing what you did as a nurse and how you had to approach issues, how do you address problems, and then come up with a resolve.
I'm sure you're very proud that your daughter chose a nursing career as well. I had a niece that just graduated with a nursing degree, and I'm incredibly proud of her as a family member. And so I'm sure it's been interesting for you to watch your daughter go through the process of becoming a nurse over the years, and now she's an established nurse. But what was it like having a child that chose a career to be a nurse?
Well, it was interesting because first, when Paige began college, she went and studied genetics and had an idea about pharmacy. And I had spoken about nursing because I'm a strong advocate because nursing fits into your life, whether you're doing work from home, work from hospitals, or anywhere else, and you can go anywhere and do anything. And so I had spoken about nursing, but she, at the time, as a college freshman, she said no. She really thought the world of pharmaceutical or going to pharmacy school would be really appealing to her. And I certainly advocate and want my child to be satisfied in their career. So she did that, finished school in 3.5 years, did very, very, very well, but also started to have a rethink about what she wanted to do. And she had other people help to influence her as well. She was on the rowing team at Clemson University and had a number of colleagues that started to talk about nursing. And the more she heard, the more she was really interested. And my strategy is I did a lot of listening and let her tell me what was interesting for her in the nursing field. And then when she applied for these accelerated programs and got accepted to University of Penn and Johns Hopkins, you could almost, how could you say no, number one, to support that? And it was like, what a thrill to go to one of the top nursing schools. And she leaped into it, and I was so delighted to hear her discuss about the subjects, talk about the studies, not only the clinicals, but the sciences and the other work that she had to take on for this accelerated program. So I was just beyond words with pride, and then to see her graduate and then her choice of working at Johns Hopkins, particularly in the area of oncology. So it just, and the family was proud, but most of all, I think it was wonderful to see her rise up and feel proud of her profession and see that she was making a great choice for a career, but also for a lifetime.
I know she works in acute care oncology with oncology patients, which can be very difficult. Has talking with her or communicating with her about some of the challenges she's been facing strengthened your the relationship together?
Yeah, it's been fun. It's like a different type of bond, because there's always been a great communication of flow of life and, you know, how do you have perspective. But this whole element of death and dying has been interesting, because in doing critical care myself, we would see the instances of that critical time, and then you would have a death, for example. And we've done comparison of notes. And I love to listen to her, because I get to ask her, I said, well, how do you manage it, Paige? And she said, well, they all die. And I said, and? And she says, and we acknowledge that. And her staff, her nursing unit colleagues, they have, I think they do a once or twice yearly remembrance where they bring patients' families back. And they actually go to quite a few funerals, because they're connected to these people over time. So she describes at times when she's lost it or cried a lot, and other times it's part of life. And it's been interesting, as we had my sister develop lung cancer just 1.5 years ago, and it was tragic. And what a wonderful thing to have Paige available as another nurse on the family scene to help offer guidance, to give that support and caring, but also keep the levity of, this is therapeutic work, and we need to help her to die. So, again, cool stuff going on with Paige that has been good for me, but I'm just fascinated as she goes through it. She had a, last October, she told me of one of her favorite patients, and it was a young woman who was 23, who had supposedly been cured, but much of these cancers do return, which it did. And Paige was so impressed with this young woman about her maturity, her way at looking life, and then finally deciding with the return of cancer and no hope to go to hospice. And the connection stayed on. And it's been, again, a learning for Paige, and also how do you keep looking forward. So those are the types of things that I enjoy.
It's nice to hear that she's developing, you know, has developed a bond with these patients that and developed a perspective on the process of life and death and how that works. Do you remember any particular bond that you developed with patients? Is there something that, you know, you took with you as you went through your nursing career that helped you relate to patients better?
Ooh, when I think of that, it was much within the critical care unit. It was so automated, and it was so clinical on things. And what I discovered is that I would almost put myself in the shoes of my patient and think about what is it they need. And I found that touch was significant. So one of the things that I learned to bond with, and also with eye contact, is you go and you hold a hand. And for as simple as that is, that was one of the things that I had to make sure that I would introduce myself and talk with the person, and oftentimes they were comatose, but I would create a relationship. And I think it helped me realize that I was dealing with a human versus just a person hooked up on a ventilator with, you know, 20 lines coming out of them and flipping them back and forth. And it also made me a connection to the family. So it was hard because when you're, you know, 21 years old and young like that, these things can be scary, but I had some really good mentors. And also you just figure it out because you had to understand where they were coming from. And I had wonderful patients over time that I learned a lot from. And a lot of it was listening to them and hearing their stories, because then it made it real as far as their desire to live or how to help them to die.
Yeah, I just spent some time with some critical care nurses at a conference, and they were all talking about, you know, that challenge of overcoming the machines to connect mm-hmm. with their patients. But yeah, you know, it sounds like you discovered what I think a lot of them discovered was that personal touch was still available, and that's so central to nursing. Why do you think nurses seem to just be such a good fit to do this type of intimate bedside care? What is it that makes someone good at that as a nurse?
Why does it make them good? I think it is partly how they have understand their own being and who they are and what they want to bring forward. And if you don't have the ability to touch, or you don't have the ability to connect, then you just remain sterilized. And I think, interestingly, nurses have different ways and means of how they relay that trust and that touch. Because, for example, when I did recruiting, I loved it because it was like looking at the profiles of different nurses in the OR. For example, you hire nurses and they're not really connected to the patient necessarily, but their skill and their capabilities are so critical. So then that's how they're relaying that touch. Where if you look at the ER, they love to see them just slam bam and then get them out. They don't want to have a strong connection. So their skill was in the immediate moment, you know, within 5 minutes, you had to understand that person, where they came from, and that was a key point of touch. So I think it just depended, and I think it's one of the elements that we develop. And we all have our ways, quite different, honestly, from one to the other.
Have you ever had the opportunity to be on the other side of the nursing equation where you've been a patient, and what was that like?
Oh, it's horrible. I was 25 years old. I had had wisdom teeth taken out and ended up with an infection and took Percocet for the pain, and it wouldn't resolve. And then one day I had a rapid pulse and I couldn't stand up without fainting, and I had a GI bleed. So there I was. I was a young critical care supervisor at 25, so I had a staff of 60, and lo and behold, I landed in my own unit. And I was petrified, but my nurses and my partners, as far as them being my advocates, it made all the difference, because the doctor is in and out, which is fine, but I got to experience realizing that the nurse is the liaison for your lifeline going on, and that's how I relied upon it. So out of my fear, I had comfort with my nursing team, who helped me, because, you know, when you've bled out and you're getting like 5 units of blood and you're looking at all this stuff going on and you're a nurse, I did have to, one of my nursing colleagues, when I was busy wanting to know all my lab work and a little bit too much information, and she said, you know, chill, you are the patient. And I said, okay. But it was a great experience because it's a lifeline, and that's what our patients and also their families need desperately along the way. So and I got better. That was a good news.
Well, that's good too. We talk about the nurse effect in this month's segments. And what does that mean to you when you hear the words, this is the nurse effect? What does that bring to mind when you hear that?
Well, I think it's that curiosity, that the nurse impact or the presence of a nurse has an effect on how the health care of that individual can progress. And if you do it well, there's an effect. If you don't do it well, there's an effect that may not be what you want. But that's where I think nursing has such influence, and many times the unspoken influence.
So your calling as a nurse has led you through many different pathways in your life, and now doing the same thing for your daughter. What has nursing done as an overall impact for your entire family? I know you mentioned your sister and some of the things that it brought to her care. But is there anything else that you've seen this as an overall impact on your family's life?
Well, I think interesting in that, number one, they saw a person who enjoyed their profession and that they knew that it was a great profession that could give you all kinds of opportunities. I think it also, in their eyes and others, like if I look at my parents or my children, is that you can be proud to be a nurse and you can achieve all kinds of things. But study is important, and you never want to lose the idea of connecting. I think is one of the ways it influenced my family. So it was never like, don't go into nursing. It's because of this, that, or the other. It was more like, look what you can do. And it's a wide open field for consideration.
You mentioned mentoring earlier, and it seems to be a hot topic in many fields right now, of people seeking mentors. But it's been something that's been a strong part of the nursing process for many years. What is your thought on the importance of either developing your own opportunities to find a mentor, or if you're in a later point in life, why it's important for you to be open to becoming someone's mentor?
Well, honestly, I look at mentoring as a two-way street. So I delight in whether I call it mentoring or connecting with people who are just new in the profession, or within even my work today within human resources, because I can offer them some insights, but I also learn a great deal from them, because you always need to stay relevant. So it's this wonderful exchange, and it's kind of developing a trust line with a mentor or a mentee, and it goes both ways. And it just, number one, helps build a person's confidence that you're mentoring, and also offers them safety in asking sometimes those hard questions of uncertainty. And again, my benefit is I get to hear through a new set of ears what's going on in the profession, and realizing that for all the changes, there's still that same heartbeat that goes on.
Final question for you, and it's one we try to share with our nurses and people interested in becoming nurses. As a nurse, what is that piece of advice that you got early in your career that you've carried with you even today as you work in human resources?
I believe the piece of advice I heard most of all is never forget to care and always, always take the time to care for yourself so you then can really best care for others.
Stay tuned for our other episodes on nurses and the nurse effect coming up soon. In our other episode this month, we will be talking with Kelly Wilson, a project leader in regulatory affairs at Johnson & Johnson. Her husband is a nurse, and we talk with both of them about the nurse effect in their lives and community. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.